Trump agrees with Vance to rehire DOJ staffer targeted by woke reporter with ties to you said. By Wendell Hasebo on February 7, 2025. I'm with the vice president, President Donald Trump said Friday in reference to Vice President J.D. Vance's statement that the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, should rehire a former staffer. The former DOGE staffer was let go this week after woke Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Long, who previously worked for the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, wrote a hit piece this week on the 25-year-old staffer, appearing to cause the person to resign. Long's report framed the former DOGE staffer as a racist. I don't know about the particular thing, but if the vice president said that, did you say that? Then, I'm with the vice president, Trump said at a press conference with the vice president seated in front of him. Vance made his position clear Friday morning on X. Here's my view, I obviously disagree with some of Alaze's posts. But I don't think stupid social media activity should ruin a kid's life. We shouldn't reward journalists who try to destroy people. Ever. So I say bring him back. If he's a bad dude or a terrible member of the team, fire him for that. Elon Musk said he will bring the staffer back to the DOGE team. DOGE launched a purge last month of USAID for waste, fraud, and abuse, freezing foreign aid and slashing bloated staff. Its financial audit found the agency spent millions of taxpayer funds on projects. In Afghanistan, for instance, USAID spent hundreds of millions of dollars to fund irrigation canals, farming equipment, and even fertilizer used to support the unprecedented poppy cultivation and heroin production in Afghanistan, benefiting the Taliban, Breitbart News previously reported in 2018. Long, whose pronouns are she/her, targeted DOGE after it began the audit of USAID, an agency she previously worked for as an intern in 2016 after a similar stint at the State Department, according to her LinkedIn page. In a recent interview with Theory Public Relations in Seattle, Long said she became a journalist after her stints at USAID and the State Department. She said her job at USAID was managing USAID projects in Central Asia. The USAID got hit hard and fast and now their proxies are striking back at the Trump White House, a source familiar with DOGE told previously Breitbart News. It's time to cut the head off the snake. We need separation of media and state. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.